This is the EveryCatholicMan.com Gospel Devotional, where a man can draw closer to Jesus Christ, learn the Catholic faith, and grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Today, Holy Mother Church celebrates the solemnity of the Ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we'll hear how Jesus commands the apostles to evangelize the world before he ascends into heaven. We'll reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to build the virtue of faith so he can always be awed by the ascended Christ's presence in the Mass. We'll also reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to seek the gift of counsel from the Holy Spirit so he can be guided in all his efforts to draw others to Jesus Christ. If you'd like to read along or study later, episode notes are available, which include all the references to the Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You can find a full transcript nearby or at EveryCatholicMan.com. At EveryCatholicMan.com, you'll also find a daily gospel devotional from the Mass, just like this one, for every day of the year. Here's today's gospel reading. Today's gospel reading from the RSV Second Catholic Edition, available from Ignatius Press, is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 15 through 20. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by signs that attended it. Amen. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's see what Jesus is accomplishing in this beautiful account from Mark on the ascension and his final commandments to the apostles to evangelize the world. Following their mysterious encounter with the disguised Jesus on the road to Emmaus, and after witnessing when he reveals himself to them in the Eucharist, Cleopas, perhaps the brother of St. Joseph, Jesus' uncle, and another disciple, Cleopas' wife, Mary, we see that in John chapter 9, verse 2, the couple rush back 7 miles in the darkness to Jerusalem to tell the 11 apostles in the upper room what they have witnessed. The apostles refuse to believe, and later, Jesus suddenly appears in the upper room and upbraided them. That word upbraided comes from a Greek word meaning a harsh and angry rebuke that brings disgrace. Jesus upbraids them for their unbelief and hardness of heart. After rebuking the apostles for their unbelief, Jesus assures them of his mercy by commissioning them to preach the gospel to all the world, the whole creation. Jesus confirms the absolute requirement for belief in all converts and their baptism, and those who refuse to believe in him and his gospel are condemned. Jesus then promises that extraordinary gifts will be given to some disciples through the Holy Spirit, and that the proof of these gifts will be their ability to cast out demons and speak in new tongues. This spectacular promise by Jesus comes to pass shortly afterwards. We see that fulfillment in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 13, and Paul's account in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 12. After instructing the apostles to carry out this mission, Jesus ascends into heaven to the right hand of the Father, and the apostles, who allow Jesus to work through them through the Holy Spirit, preach everywhere and perform great and wondrous signs which draw thousands upon thousands to the early Holy Catholic Church. Well, let's see how a man can grow in awe of Jesus Christ by reflecting upon today's gospel. Reflect with reverence and fear upon the absolute authority and the unfathomable divine power of Jesus as he commands every Catholic man to carry out his sacred duty to live a life of holiness, and to evangelize every single person. Be encouraged by his promise that he will always be with his Catholic men to help them in their mission. Well, let's see how a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Be awed by the ascended Christ's presence in the Mass. Realize, sadly, many Catholic men complain that they don't get anything out of the Mass, or they complain that the Mass is boring. This is a sad admission of a Catholic man's fundamental ignorance about the reality of the ascended Christ's actual presence in the Mass and the blessings Jesus Christ is prepared to give receptive men in the Mass. One concrete way to more fruitfully engage in the Mass is to reflect deeply upon the marvelous beliefs that Catholics profess in the Creed during the Mass. For example, what we truly believe about the reality of Christ's ascension. Believe. Review the astounding belief that Catholics profess in the Creed about Christ's ascension. See the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 659 through 667. Pray. Ascended Lord, help me build the virtue of faith, so I am filled with awe at the reality of your glorious ascension. I am awed by your position of infinite glory and honor at the right hand of the Almighty Father. So I am awed by your infinite and eternal power over men, and the glorious and supernatural reality of your divine presence in every single Mass. Amen. Well, here's a second way a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Seek counsel from the Holy Spirit to evangelize men. Realize, just as Jesus sent the apostles, so does he send every single Catholic man out to build his kingdom at the very end of every Mass. That term, Mass, comes from Latin words which means to be sent, and men are sent in the concluding rite of the Mass. When we say, go and announce the gospel of the Lord, that's every Catholic man's highest mission and purpose in his life. Believe. Reflect upon Christ's final direction to men to make disciples. See the Catechism, paragraphs 767 and 768, and 1849 through 856. And also reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to seek to build the Holy Catholic Church. See the Catechism, paragraph 830 through 838. Pray. Holy Spirit, give me the gift of counsel, so I am supernaturally made aware of my many daily opportunities to speak to others about Jesus and to know exactly what to say to draw hearts and minds of men to Jesus in every situation. Amen. Here's today's wrap-up. Never forget that Jesus wants you to find true and lasting happiness, and here are today's two key action steps to grow in that happiness Jesus wants you to have. First, build the virtue of faith so you can always be awed by the ascended Christ's presence in the Mass. And second, seek the gift of counsel from the Holy Spirit so you can be guided in your efforts to draw others to Jesus Christ and His Holy Catholic Church. Thanks for listening to the EveryCatholicMan.com Gospel Devotional. Invite others to listen too by sending them a link to this podcast. It's an easy way for you to help draw others to Jesus Christ and His Holy Catholic Church. If you're ready to go further in your pursuit of holiness and happiness, go to EveryCatholicMan.com. There you'll find an extensive library of tools and resources to help you become a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Until next time, always remember, Jesus has called you to the blessing and honor of being a Catholic man, and stay close to Jesus Christ.